Conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.
Pretty quiet start so far. I guess I should maybe be saying something so people, when they connect, they realize it's not just dead air.
Hey, Michael. It's Ken.
Hey, Ken. Maybe one of us could be singing, sort of some music on the line so somebody knows that we're around. So, no volunteers for that?
Hey, that's a good thing for the summit, though. You know, karaoke ontology.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think, Leo, one time when we were trying to kill some time before a meeting started, you wanted to do ontology stand-up comedy or something?
Yeah, I mean, we could do that too, sure.
Yeah. Latest jokes ontology.
Yeah. Extend the concept of karaoke to include comedy.
Well, I did run across an interesting cartoon in the newspaper last week. It was a couple, and they're talking, and the husband says, "Oh, I think this new web search engine I'm using is ridiculous." And she goes, "Why? What's the problem?" And he says, "Well, I just finished doing a search on back pain, and now I'm getting all these ads from Amazon saying free delivery for back pain." And I was just kind of thinking, that's not a bad ontology cartoon to use, because you can kind of say, why doesn't that make sense? and so when you kind of realize, well, because back pain is not something that's physical, it's not a physical object, and to be delivered has to be some kind of physical object or things like that. But actually, that could be a nice discussion to start a class with.
Actually, it could be a book on the subject.
Yeah, because at the ontology summer school in Brazil last month, Nicholas Asher was giving one of the sessions, and he also gave a keynote at the conference. And it was kind of interesting. Like, he would use these sentences that'd be examples, and they would be sentences that wouldn't make sense. But then if you start asking yourself, well, why doesn't it make sense? You start really uncovering a lot of ontological commitments that people make. And the different kinds of commitments they make, because in one case that something does make sense, but from another perspective it doesn't make sense. And so you start kind of identifying these things like abstract versus physical and different notions. I thought it was quite interesting technique.
Did he have slides or anything, or a talk? I saw the abstract was online, but that's it.
I think the summer school slides are available.
Okay.
Don't know about the keynote, but the keynote had a lot of overlaps with his summer school. So if you just Google the, IAOA summer school 2014.
Should be able to find those.
Yeah, I think the slides. I mean, it's just junk.
Yeah, I just poked around on iOS Press to get the FOIS proceedings, but I haven't checked for the summer school.
Oh, no, it doesn't look, you're right, actually. It's recommended reading summer school booklets. Yeah, no, you're right, his slides aren't there. But you can easily, email him to.
I know Nick. I think I got one of his recent books where he's, he's getting into this notion of extended type theory. So
right, yeah. So a lot of what he was presenting was kind of in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Because I did a half day on process ontologies, and I actually sent them all my slides so they could be posted. Here it is. Invited talk slides. Yeah. So if you go to the summer school and then select program page, at the very bottom there's courses and invited talks Like invited talk was more something like it was a half day session, not a full day. Although he did have a full, he did everything in a full week. So I don't know why it's called invited talk, but you can get a lot of his slides there. So we'll just wait another couple of minutes just for everyone to join.
So, Michael, this is Steve Ray.
Hey, Steve.
I just wanted to check in. I have to actually a commitment in about 25 minutes, so I've got to stop in to see what was being brainstormed and see if I could contribute, but can't stay long.
I think we'll be getting to the meat pretty soon here. This not a lot of appetizers today. We're going to get right to the main course.
All right.
So I'm just going to wait one more minute to 12:35 Eastern time, and then we can start.
This would be the big number 10.
Right, right. Which is one of, which is where one of the possible topics comes up, actually.
Wow.
And when you hit a big milestone like that, people start becoming more retrospective.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start using Roman numerals now? Ontology Summit X.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's this.
Yeah, okay, I see his slides. 83, oh, I guess
yeah.
It was a tutorial, right.
Okay. Yeah, it was the entire week's tutorial. So I sent all my stuff in a zip because I had like six different sets of slides, but he just put everything in giant slide deck and worked his way through it during the week.
Yeah, I have many discussions with folks about distributional lexical semantics, saying that I don't really think that's engineering.
Mm.
But.
All right, let's get started then. We have about 11 people online. Welcome everyone to the Ontology Summit theme community brainstorm session for Ontology Summit 2015. Apologize for a little bit of confusion. I think last spring we had said that this session was going to be on the 2nd, but with all the activities related to the FOIS conference and the Ontology Summer School near the end of September, things got just a little hectic there. My name is Michael Gruninger. Currently, I'm the president of the International Association of Ontology and its Applications, and by tradition, that seems to make me one of the co-chairs for the Ontology Summit. So I'll be hosting the meeting today. Matthew West is also representing Ontolog. He's a member of the Board of Trustees. I'm not sure, it's not on yet, but he should be on shortly. I'd just like to thank Ken McCloskey for helping out with setting the meeting up. He'll be recording the session and also help post the slides. I was still having some trouble with my latest operating system update interacting with the uploading software for Ontolog. So the agenda for today is basically an overview of what we're doing today. The focus is mainly going to be on the discussion. I put together a few slides about that. The bulk of today's meeting is really just, like the title suggests, brainstorming, coming up with different possible topics, ideally coming up with a short list of topics that then the organizing committee for Ontology Summit 2015 can select the actual topic from. And then at the end, the last item for today's agenda is a summary and wrap up, where we would kind of look at our next steps. The next step, make the biggest next step, would be planning the pre-launch session, which traditionally occurs in the first week of December. Okay, so if people can just download the slides. So slides are entitled Ontology Summit Theme Community Brainstorm Session with myself and Matthew West. So these are our short slides, short set of slides. It's really just meant to provide the dark dust particles around which the raindrops of our discussion will coalesce. So on slide two, we have today's agenda, which I kind of briefly already went over. The second item there in particular, once we've kind of identified the short list and see where people's enthusiasm lies, we will also try to be identifying volunteers and champions to join us in the organizing committee. So Matthew West and I are two members of the organizing committee so far, as members of IAOA and the Board of Ontolog Board of Trustees, but also we'll be inviting other people to join us in the organizing committee. And I say then summary and wrap up, in which we'll be looking forward to the pre-launch meeting in December. So our objective today, like I said, is to identify the short list of themes and the organizing committee, the organizing committee itself is self-selected. So there's like a small group of people that kind of maintain some continuity, but for the most part, the organizing committee is, if you are interested and you're enthusiastic, then you are more than welcome to become a member of the organizing committee. So on slide three, I just want to put up here some of the previous Ontology Summits. As Steve Ray and Leo Obrist just mentioned, this upcoming year will be our 10th Ontology Summit. So beginning back, way back in 2006, we had the first summit on opera ontologies. And that was really called the Ontology Summit because we brought together all of the major stakeholders in the primary upper ontology efforts at the time. So it really did have the feeling of a summit by bringing that kind of nucleus of people together. Since then, the Ontology Summit has kind of become a very unique sort of event. It's not a conference. It's more than just a meeting. It has deliverables. People actually do work. And so it's become, again, like I say, a very unique sort of event, not only because it produces what has now become known as the communique, which summarizes a lot of the discussions, but it's unique in the sense of this virtual 3 to 4 month extended set of presentations and panel discussions, hackathons, all kinds of activity on wikis and email discussion threads, all organized around the topic of the year. And so the first year we had, like, upper ontologies as the topic. And since then, you know, the second year we looked at what exactly is an ontology, how is it related to taxonomies and folksonomies. In 2008, it was looking at ontology repositories. The year after that, we looked at ontology-based standards. In 2010, we actually looked at what kind of training does an ontologist really need, and what kinds of education curricula do we need to have in place to train ontologists. In 2011, we looked kind of outwards from the community and said, well, what do we need to actually make the case for ontology? So how are ontologies used and what kinds of business impact can ontologies have? In 2012, we looked at ontology for big systems, so looking at kind of a systems design perspective on ontologies. In 2013, we looked at ontology evaluation, and last year we had big data and the semantic web meet applied ontology. Now, the interesting thing about all of these summits, all these events, is that many of them have led to they basically spawned a lot of new efforts and ongoing efforts. So the summit in 2008 with the Open Ontology Repository became the OOR, the Open Ontology Repository Initiative. Now there are several very actively used and actively developed ontology repositories, OntoHub, SOCOP, Calore, and these are actually even being used now within the ontology competition at the FOIS conference this past year, and that will be a regular occurrence in the future. It's also become a technical committee within the ontology, the IAOA, the Ontology, Applied Ontology Association. Similarly, the topic of 2009 became ontology-based standards technical committee. And 2010, there was actually a follow-up workshop at the FOIS conference that year on ontology education, and that made its way into the ontology committee. And let's see, and I guess last year, it also kind of coincided with the creation of a new special interest group within the association called Semantic Web and Applied Ontology. So it's one of the great things about the summits is that they've led to these ongoing efforts in many different ways. So if we move to slide four, these are some of the themes from the postmortem session from last year's summit. So this was from the May 15th session. And so these are some of the themes that were proposed then. And so this this kind of is where we can start, but this is by no means the only stuff that we can talk about today. We're just brainstorming. So any additional topics to these, and also kind of seeing which topics of these topics has the most enthusiasm. So I'll start at the bottom, actually. So the retrospective on previous summits, where are we now? So as people have mentioned, this will be the 10th summit. And one thing that happens with big milestones is people kind of start looking kind of back in retrospective and saying, you know, where have we been and where are we going? So that's one possible topic that was presented. Another topic that came from last year's postmortem session was the idea of writing a textbook for applied ontology. So this would kind of be building on earlier efforts, particularly the Ontologists for the Future, but all the other things we've talked about. A related idea, but distinct idea, would be having an ontology summit on the discipline of ontological engineering, so identifying best practices. And so, I mean, these would be the kinds of things you would incorporate into a textbook, but it would be kind of much more focused on, let's say, the discipline and best practices for ontological engineering. And then the final topic that was suggested last year was reasoning with ontology. So, you know, one of the ways in which ontologies get used is in reasoning, is applying reasoning to it, and all the different ways in which reasoning can be done, how reasoning scales up, and all those sorts of applications for ontologies. So at that point, I'd just like to open it up then for discussion. Are there other ideas that people have had for topics? Todd, go ahead.
Michael, I'll just jump in with the top two topics you listed on slide four, I think it was, the textbook and the discipline of ontological engineering.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think those are good subjects, and they certainly merit, if not really require, some answer to them. From the context of the Ontology Summit, I don't know that the summit itself could produce a textbook, but I think the summit could produce training material slides, which would then act as an outline for a textbook. And of course, in that textbook, since it's about an applied ontology, you want to talk about the engineering aspects thereof and hence the best practices. So the first two items, I think, could fit together, with the result being this more than just an outline for a textbook, but an outline, a very substantial outline with content, or the initial part of content.
Right. No, that's a good point. So, yeah, maybe as a bit of clarification for the textbook idea, I don't think anyone had in mind that we would be doing a kind of a group exercise in writing a textbook within 3 to 4 months. It's definitely not feasible. But I think the objectives along these lines would be, as you said, right, to have as one of the major outcomes, let's say, in the communique for the summit would be the outline for such a textbook and kind of summaries of what each chapter would cover and some of the basic principles, techniques, and things like that. So if we go along those lines, I mean, I don't have any preference. I'm not seeing any preferences either in either of these areas, none of these areas. But if people kind of like this idea of the textbook, and you're right, we will have to have a lot more discussion to focus on what exactly would be the intended outcomes for the summit along these lines. And it may be something that's kind of a combination, as Mike Bennett has said, a combination of all these different ideas. So what form it takes can be something quite new.
Yeah, well, if we go down that road of developing this material, then I would say instead of having a regular communique, what we actually produce are a set of training materials. Mm-hmm. And of course, in that regard, training materials are something much less than a book, a textbook, which is more complete, but they would certainly be sufficient and adequate for providing instruction for people who want to know what's going on, what they should be doing, what they perhaps shouldn't be doing.
Right. Okay, yeah, so capture that in the chat, the idea of training materials, great idea. Leo, you're up next, and then Mike Dean.
Yes, I agree. I mean, so semantic web applied ontology, we talked about this. And in fact, I think really all these topics kind of fit into a textbook framework. So you look back on the previous summit, and you're probably going to have a chapter on just about every item that we talk about, everything that was a summit. So the other thing that would be new would be, of course, ontological engineering discipline and best practices and reasoning with ontologies, but we already kind of have some rudimentary material on that could actually fit in very nicely into the overall framework. So I think the textbook idea is compatible with really this whole range of suggestions.
Okay, great. Mike Dean?
So one option for the textbook that I think has worked in some other disciplines has been to come up with essentially an encyclopedia of the discipline. So where basically you end up with a large number of smaller articles. That could certainly go well beyond the outline and might actually produce, a tangible, a usable result in the time frame of the summit. It certainly would expect at this point it would be done, using a wiki. So it's essentially kind of a specialized version of Wikipedia, perhaps, focused on applied ontology. But probably actually, or one option would be to really assign authors to both for the attribution aspect, sort of getting credit, but also as kind of a forcing function to get things done. The other thing that's kind of related to that, and I don't think I don't understand all the nuances here, but a lot of fields are developing a body of knowledge that is kind of, things everybody in the field should know, is kind of my understanding. And, that might be another way of structuring the information. We have some work that has been done in geospatial semantics specifically, that we could probably leverage there.
That's a great
partly I'd like to go kind of well beyond an outline. Mm-hmm. And because I think to some extent it'd be okay, I think it's probably kind of an outline, but to really have essentially a usable result come out of this. And as you say, it's you can't write a book with 60 authors, with 60 or 100 authors.
Crowdsourcing a textbook doesn't work, but I love your idea. And actually, I was just writing it down too in the chat. The phrase a body of knowledge, right? So there's the project management body of knowledge, the software engineering body of knowledge, and so you're right. If we had something like the applied ontology or a body of knowledge or ontological engineering body of knowledge, that might be the way to kind of think about this. That's a fantastic idea.
Thank you. So back to you.
Mike Bennett.
Yes, I totally agree with that idea, building a body of knowledge like everybody's just said. The only thing I would add then is the question of how we structure the tracks to achieve that. We clearly won't be, creating a set of tracks with track chairs who then go out and invite speakers and so on. Although I think Terry has kind of answered that question a little bit with using the titles of previous summits as topics. That's all I have.
Right. You mentioned that too in the chat, right? This idea of really kind of combining topics 1, 2, and 4, lessons learned, how does that define the discipline? And then the question of how do you kind of combine all that material? That's right.
Right.
Ken, go ahead.
So I certainly like this idea, but having been a teacher for 40 years or more, I know that having a textbook is really helpful in teaching a course. That's significant, but ultimately what you want to do is teach skills. So you want students to actually practice rather than simply have a textbook of knowledge, which anyone can look up in principle, although, of course you have to do some selection. And I think the difficulty with teaching it is that, you need exercises. You need to have, examples where, here's something we needed to use, ontology engineering or implied ontologies for. So, specify the problem and then, go through the steps of how you would solve this and, using the best practices. So it's, in other words, actual examples, actual cases in detail. So that's, I think, kind of what's missing. And that's what's really hardest to produce when you're producing a textbook. I've written a couple of textbooks, and coming up with good exercises is very, very hard. Perhaps the hardest part of writing the textbook. That would be really valuable if we could somehow just get that kind of contribution from the community, perhaps divided up into different, themes, different topic areas. As you mentioned, you want an outline. And then within each one, try to come up with actual examples. And I'm sure we could get people who would be happy to talk about their experiences in meetings during the next few months. That would be my recommendation. I think that it would be really nice to have that kind of a resource when one then goes to try to teach this.
Right. And so this might speak to, kind of the exact nature of what would be accomplished or what we intend to accomplish with the summit. There could be this kind of the long-term one being, like Mike Dean was suggesting, this idea of having, kind of a enough momentum in a wiki environment that everyone kind of can see that we're building this body of knowledge. That's a concrete thing. But maybe that's something a longer term than just this summit. But for this particular summit, we have these shorter term, more concrete pieces of that, right, which would be things like best practices, working off through examples, that sort of idea. So we might be able to kind of combine things in different ways that way. But, when Mike, you were saying, having a kind of this wiki environment that then can endure past the date of this summit, right, that this then becomes this growing body of knowledge. And what we're doing in this summit is giving it enough momentum that it can be self-sustaining. So again, could you capture that, what you were just saying too, on the chat? That'd be great.
Yeah, it's just, what seems to be lacking in a lot of what I see is that, you know, it's stated in such generic terms, and it doesn't actually go through the details of a specific example.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean real examples, not, you know, examples that are just concocted or, you know, really, really too simplistic. Something mm-hmm. that someone might really want to use in an actual, like in an app or something. That would be far more valuable than the sorts of things that I've, you know, that I often see on, say, Wikipedia describing applied ontology.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
by
no,
the
no,
way,
you're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which, by the way, would it would be useful for us to contribute to Wikipedia, just as an aside. You know. Anyway, that's just an aside. I'll try to write this down.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a general comment about a lot of books, textbooks, and others, in not providing enough examples, which is often the most valuable. Okay, so Rom, and then Christopher Spottiswood.
Hello?
Hey, Rom.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on mute. So, anyway, in terms of the topics, I think the textbook, though it's a good idea, I'm not so sure that you can pull it off within this framework. There are lots of issues involved in that. Of course, you can get together a set of people to write the book anytime. That's not the major thing. But the key issue is commitments. As I guess Ken mentioned, there's a lot of things to do with the end of the chapter exercises and things like that. And these things require a lot of effort. If you call it a textbook, if you call it something else, it's a different thing. Then if it's an encyclopedia or something like that, you don't need that kind of a thing. But anyway, I think that those things could, that thing can easily be done, not easily, but at least if there's a group of people who want to do that, then they can get together and do this thing. Nothing prevents them to do that kind of an effort. But one has to look and see what is the goal of an art summit. That's the key thing around here. So that's where I'm a little bit confused in terms of this book idea here, although a good idea, but is this the role for the summit? That's a question I have.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other topics, like, for example, this is the 10th summit. Now, are you going to continue this summit? If not, then one thing that you could do is that you have a lot of really nice topics out there. You don't need to go through all the past 10 years, but you can pick up a few of those topics, like toward an ontology repository or ontology-based standards, ontology engineering, evaluation, big data. All of them you can take, and then you can make a summary of these topics of what you have done over the last 10 years. And that could form a core knowledge base, which people can, again, later on after the summit, can sit down together and say, okay, now we have these core items, and some success and failure stories are all here, and what can we make of that? That could be one summit. That's assuming that you're not going to have any more summits. But then on the other hand, if you're going to have this thing forever, then you need to look at a topic at this stage, and either the discipline of ontological engineering, or you could even look at ontology with respect to some of the future trends now that are happening outside. Okay? Like, for example, last time you looked at big data and you said, well, that's a trend. So let's look at and see what happens, what roles ontology can play in that. Another big trend that I see nowadays is this IoT, Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, what is the role of ontologies in this all the Internet of Things? Obviously, you're going to have a lot of things that we have done over the last 10 years going into this. So anyway, that's my bits and pieces around here.
So are you suggesting something like Internet of Things and ontologies at the top?
I'm just throwing out an idea here in terms of some of the potential topics, like big data one that we did. Maybe I'm not sure whether that's the right thing to do. It's kind of a little bit specific, but if you look at most of the summits we had, they're pretty generic, except the last one we introduced big data. Now, is IoT a big topic, you know, big enough topic to discuss, to have a summit on?
Mm-hmm.
Something we need to discuss, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's assuming you're going to have the summits for some more time to come. But if you think that this is the 10th year and you've got to do something really different, then either maybe you can look at the encyclopedia, or you can look at summarizing the previous summits. Okay. What's the milestone here, and what are we trying to achieve in this milestone?
Right. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute again.
Okay, thanks. Christopher. I didn't mute anybody, so if you're muted, it's local. Christopher?
Good. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I've been putting myself at the end of the queue because I have nothing to say at the moment on textbooks, so I don't know if anybody wants to carry on that theme before I come up. I suggest something completely different.
No, please. This is a wide open discussion, so okay. I'll keep track of the threads.
Okay, good, thanks. If I may open with a question. Has anybody here been following what's been happening with NSTIC? Does anybody know what NSTIC is?
Maybe enlighten us, please.
NSTIC is an initiative with White House support. It's a federal initiative. It stands for National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. It sounds like something completely different from ontologies, but some of you in this conference will recall some far-out things that I've been starting talking about over the last number of years, and have generally my efforts have been fading out. And for the last 2 years, though, I've been finding my feet a little bit with the whole propagandistic exercise that my past efforts have been part of, by taking part in this in the NSTIC efforts. The whole NSTIC strategy has been farmed out to the private sector. There's they call it a private sector organization called the IDESG, the Identity Ecosystem Study Group, which is coming up with some proposals quite soon for ways of improving the whole identity, security, privacy scene on the internet, which is a worthwhile exercise in its own right. But what I've been doing for the last nearly 2 years now is sending up some trial balloons in that whole effort on what I see as the relevance of ontology to their whole effort. And more than just the relevance of ontology, but the core role that ontology should be playing in the resolution, or I wouldn't say the resolution of trust identity problems, more in the future evolution of the trusted identity and privacy respecting facilities. And it's really is also gets not only to the core of identity, but I would argue also to the core of what ontology should be doing. Maybe some of you have picked up that my conception of ontology is a little bit different from most, or at least what my expectations of ontology are somewhat different from the general expectations in forums like Ontolog. But in actual fact, what I'm talking about is an extension of many existing current efforts in the ontology domain. It's an extension which I take as a really logical extension, more than just a logical extension. You can almost call it a ontological in the philosophical sense, epistemological, metaphysical. There are aspects that those rarefied disciplines can the aspects which should be transplanted into the very nuts and bolts, nitty-gritty privacy and identities, confidentiality, pseudonymity, anonymity, that whole scene that's been so much in the news in the last year or so, in the popular news, that these philosophical aspects of ontologies can be transplanted not only into ontologies, as everybody thinks they should be, or at least as, until one's burnt one's fingers and decided one can't, but they should also be transplanted into the whole work of the IDESG in as part of the pursuance of the NSTIC national strategy. It's also an international strategy, by the way, as well, which partly explains my presence there. So how does this relate then to the whole summit or exercise as it has traditionally been and as it might be? Maybe I should reassure you first that I have given a couple of presentations to one of the committees in the IDESG. First a 5-minute presentation and then a 15-minute presentation, and each one led to animated discussion for twice as long as the presentation. And there's considerable interest. There's a considerable sentiment that yes, ontologies should be able to contribute to their work, but there's no idea as to quite how. And I have given them some perspectives, which I think went down very well. But now, what are those perspectives? The first one is that it's more than just supporting trusted identities, privacy, etc. It's actually software engineering and a component model, a ways of componentizing application functionality and recomposing or composing a new functionality. And this I've been working on, as some of you may remember, in the Ontolog forum, and I've made various proposals to past summits, all of which have fizzled because I haven't really known how to present it properly, succinctly enough for the platform that I was addressing. But now I think with the experience at NSIC, within the IDESG, talking with individuals, working with individuals there, some very animated discussions, I think I might be able to do better than I have in the past. Not only that, I'll even make the claim that the fundamental underpinnings of the whole scheme that I'm talking about are in fact already recognized as pretty fundamental to ontology engineering. And just one sign of this, which I've quoted to the NSTIC world, was a talk by Pat Hayes at the UDC in 2011. Does anybody recall that at all? Simon Sparrow drew it to our attention on the Ontolog list last year. Does anybody want to venture a recollection of
Pat Hayes? Maybe you could just so Christopher, maybe you could just summarize then the main point.
Okay. Then I won't go into Pat Hayes' talk, but it takes a point which he spent the entire talk building up to, and it takes the whole thing further. And it builds on it, it regards it as an opportunity and not the problem that he presented it as. So what I've only just got this crazy summit idea in my head this week, So I haven't got any ready materials, but what I will do in the very short term is make a more succinct proposal to the summit list, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. I think we'll take it from there.
Okay, you know, that's a very interesting topic. Coming, something that'd be very different from the past, striking out in a different direction.
Yeah, it is very different, I can assure you.
Yes. Okay, thanks. Mike Dean, you had your hand up earlier. Did you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to briefly say I really liked Ram's idea about the Internet of Things as a theme. One kind of observation is that it's perhaps a little earlier in that technology cycle than it is for big data. So I think actually addressing that earlier would be, we wouldn't be on the ground floor, but I think we might be have more of an opportunity to influence things. And I think there's still very much a stage where they're kind of defining that what that'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just an observation, following Christopher's thing, that identity management is, I think, is a very important issue in the Internet of Things. I am not my refrigerator, and things like that. So there might possibly be some opportunity for crossover between ideas there as well.
Right, and just. Maybe I could ask Terry Longstreth to maybe elaborate, because there's this idea of, and then Ram responded to this idea of smart network systems and societies. So a connected network of Internet of Things and social networks. It seems to kind of combine some of these ideas together. I know, Terry, if you wanted to say something, maybe Ram could follow up.
I wasn't thinking of the social networks, which I think of as technology issues, but really how to changes in cultures. Yeah, how is ontology supporting or impeding gay marriage? As an example, how is ontology impeding or facilitating integration of the Spanish speaking population into the American social environment?
Mm.
How do we help the military coalitions interoperate? Is that where the military coalitions are made up of different language groups and different military structures and all those things that go in to make coalition works very, very difficult? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by social and cultural enablement.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is also along the lines of if people have heard Nicola Guarino speaking lately. He's very into the socio-technical, what he calls the socio-technical aspects of applied ontology. So not just the technical side of building software, but how that influences and influences society at large and other social interactions and the people side of ontology applications, not just the technology side of interoperability and integration, things like that. Is that kind of what you're getting at, Terry?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And Nicole has really been at the forefront of this stuff for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that the ontology summit's actually addressed it much.
Right. So, Ram, you had mentioned there, like I said, at 60 minutes after the hour, in response to Terry, so we call that smart network systems and societies. Do you see that as being a possible kind of a umbrella for a summit topic?
Pardon? I'm sorry. I just I muted myself.
I was just pointing to your comment in the chat at 6 minutes after the hour where you responded to Terry saying we call that smart network systems.
Yeah. Because I actually gave a talk recently at the IoT 2014 on this topic. And I guess Steve Ray, I've been working with Steve Ray also on this. He also has an idea of what it is. And the notion is that there's a big thing going on in terms of this IoT, right, Internet of Things. So now you add the social networks like Facebook and things like that. And then you combine these two things. There's a lot of ontologies there, both from the physical device level, from the social networks level, and a combination of these things. And there's a lot of work to be done in that area as such, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I can kind of give you a pointer to that.
Yes.
But there's a lot of work on ontology. You know, we can, tremendous of amount of work that can be done in each of the domains, like medical devices, social networks, all kinds of things is going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not so I just put it on the that's what my idea was. But I didn't mean the same thing as Asteri was meaning on that. So we're talking two different terms here.
The same different thing as
semantics.
What?
Two different semantics here on that notion.
For which notion, sorry?
For what I said about social smart systems networked in societies.
Oh.
When he talked about what I mean by social aspects is different than what he means by social aspects.
Yeah. Well, if we choose this as a topic, I mean, we could suitably modulate the different components to it.
But
the idea is, connected networks of systems and people. That's the thing.
The reason
is that what is happening out there in the third world countries is right now, if you look at it carefully, there is a report which came out from McKinsey last week that 4.4 billion people are not connected to the internet. And that's a market which Google, Facebook, and all of them are looking at right now in the future. And how these markets how this is going to transform the future is an interesting discussion point.
Mm-hmm. So, Terry, you had a follow-up point?
I just, perhaps the word, instead of society, I should say culture. That's really what I'm interested in, is cultural integration or integration of cultures.
Yeah.
Or interoperation among cultural entities, among people. You know, how can ontology help people operate together?
Right. Okay, so just since nobody has their hand up right now, I just want to just take a step back, try to summarize what's been discussed so far. So there's a lot of discussion around the idea of this kind of applied ontology body of knowledge. Exactly what form that takes is still up for discussion, but there seems to be a lot of interest along those lines, and that kind of captures what topics 1, 2, and 4 were vaguely getting at. There's this other new idea of looking at, as I say, of smart network systems and societies, social networks. So there's that angle, which seems a little exciting myself. One bullet we didn't cover was this reasoning with ontologies. I don't have a dog in this fight, but reasoning with ontologies, do people feel that's something that maybe needs some more discussion, or is the excitement over on these other two topics, or maybe one we haven't mentioned yet?
Michael?
Yes.
I've been listening to some of the discussion. I do say that these notions about social aspects or the Internet of Things or this issue of identity management, well, at least the Internet of Things and perhaps social issues, from a PR perspective, are a lot more appealing. But I believe that the long-term value of those or long-term value of focusing on just those might be less than those focusing on the issue of trying to capture and codify some of the knowledge that we all seem to have.
Right. So like this is a discussion that's come up in the past couple of years. the idea of does the ontology summit have an inward focus or outward focus? So an inward focus is the applied ontology community kind of looking within and saying, what can we do better? Whereas an outward focus is looking at and saying, where can ontologies make a big impact in the world in general? And so, you know, last year was big data, which was an external focus. The year before was on ontology evaluation, which you could argue is more of an internal focus. The year before that, it was outward focus. So we've kind of changed it. That's kind of one way of people kind of categorize topics, is whether it's inward or outward. And so definitely the idea of a body of knowledge is more inward looking, whereas this idea of the Internet of Things, smart network systems and societies, is definitely more outward looking. Not making any value call there, but just that kind of seems to be one of the ways of looking at it.
I wouldn't say the notion of this body of knowledge is totally inward looking. It's just that the scope of the outward bound audience might be less than that of, say, the Internet of Things.
Right.
Or some of the six. So, yeah, that's all.
Okay.
There is, it's outward focused because we want other people to embrace these capabilities since they're doing it anyway, but at least do it better or correctly or something.
Mm-hmm. Terry and then Leo.
You mentioned the reasoning with ontologies. I had an earlier comment on the chat that I think there are two aspects of that probably would be separate topics. Reasoning with ontologies as a machine activity, essentially a software engineering exercise. And the second would be how do ontologies help humans as a tool of thought? You know, I'm thinking of the conceptual schema stuff, for example. That's really intended for human consumption, pretty much. At least in my experience, that's where it's been most useful.
So it's just kind of interesting those two examples you give. Again, are often the other two examples that say Nicola or even Mike Ushold might use when talking about the socio-technical aspect of ontologies. Right, so the purely technical side, looking at, as a software implementation exercise, interoperability, integration, etc. But the socio-technical side is the one where you actually integrate that to say, how are people and software working together with ontologies to achieve some particular goal?
Yeah, and I recall the summit, I think it was 2 years ago, where we talked about performance, ontology performance, and we didn't really get into this, the use of ontology for people, hardly at all, which is, I think, maybe one of the more prominent cases for ontology in the current environment.
Okay. Leo.
Well, two topics. One which I entered into the chat already. So about reasoning with ontologies, or I think that could be rolled into a textbook theme. And what we could do, in addition, is draw upon some of the same folks that we had in the miniseries last year on basically the same topic. And that we hope to have maybe a couple sessions this year yet on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is, one thing I hesitate to introduce a new topic, but something that comes up all the time and aspects of it now, even in this social technical idea, is things like artifacts. Artifacts, specifications, so a lot of times what we do is we have a fairly rich set of analyses on artifacts in the literature, somewhat on specifications, but not very much, and a lot of times the interaction between those really, it expands almost everything. Or spans everything in information technology. So I'll throw that out there, something like, information artifacts and specifications.
Right. Okay. Yeah, just kept that in the chat because I want to make sure all the potential topics, make it to our list here. Ken.
Yeah, perhaps there isn't such a, split or conflict between the two ideas, textbook and these interesting topics like Internet of Things. One could actually say, okay, we're going to look at these as interesting examples of how one could apply ontologies, and let's see if we can actually, go through a few of these and work out exactly how, the different approaches, different ontological technologies and approaches could be applied to this, to these examples. And I think that would be really nice. I mean, it would be both inward focused and outward focused. It's just a thought,
Okay.
You might want to consider that.
Right, because So I just want to kind of see. So Leo said he didn't want to raise a new idea, a new topic, but if people can think of other topics, I want to kind of be able to get a list here, and then we can, in the remaining time, we can start winnowing it down, and then trying to get a little more concrete on next steps for either topic. Matthew, go ahead.
Hi. One of the things that's coming through to me is not so much about the topics that we should be looking at, but perhaps a new way of delivering the output, but taking more of a body of knowledge. We're talking about text, perhaps a wiki-based textbook, as being the output rather than the traditional communique, might be a direction that we take, and that part of what we would then need to do is mine what we have been doing so far.
Well, I think it's definitely something that has been encouraged in the past. We've always, we strove to not have just the communique, but to have all of these other resources available. And it's been more or less successful depending on the summit. I mean, we had, questionnaires, surveys, libraries of papers.
Yeah, but how would you do if you were looking for those now? I mean, how easy would that be to find? How integrated is it? You know, how are you led from one piece to another of the jigsaw puzzle?
Well, no, what I mean is that we've tried to have multiple deliverables in the past and haven't quite succeeded. But
sure.
I know what you're saying here is like that should become like a primary metric for success this year is to have both kinds of deliverables.
And that perhaps if we were looking at the sort of the textbook idea, that would be a good opportunity to put our house in order retrospectively.
Hmm. Other comments people have? Okay. So it seems then that we have two broad topics that are kind of emerging here. I see one is the body of knowledge sort of idea, and the other is the Internet of, I'm not sure what to call this, Internet of Things or smart network systems and societies, kind of like smart network systems and societies or the socio-technical aspect of applied ontology. It seems to be kind of this other broad topic. Do people want to kind of then maybe focus on these two in the remaining time and maybe try and refine exactly what we could maybe kind of see happening out of those two? I mean, because it's one thing to have a nice idea for a topic, but we also, as Ron was saying earlier, I mean, what are we trying to achieve with the summit in general? And so, you know, there may be something that's a nice topic, but it's a nice topic maybe for one or two sessions, but maybe wouldn't be able to pull it off as a summit topic. So in general, people seem to be sort of kind of happy with those two sorts of themes.
So, Michael, I think the Internet of Things and social technical are largely separable ideas that may overlap, at least in one direction.
Okay, so you see this kind of really being those three sorts of ideas.
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was even seeing the security and privacy aspect, the NSTIC stuff, kind of fitting into one of those categories as well.
I mean, I see IoT is probably being more focused on scale and technology rather than, and sort of the ubiquitous computing aspect, although I guess that's what IoT has become.
But do you think we would be able to like have that as a, for the entire summit? So, multi-track,
you know, multiple topics, multi-tracks, kind of all arriving at that synthesis.
I think it's similar to big data in
yeah.
the sense that, you know, we kind of went in, you know, lots of people had different meanings for what they were looking for and so forth. So, you know, I think some of the sessions are kind of getting everybody up to speed, at least with what the current thoughts are. And then I think there are sort of, you know, some branches, you know, social aspects of that, of IoT certainly could be, make sense to track, for instance. And I think it's rich enough.
Okay. Yeah, because that's actually why I had kind of at least orally combined those two together, because I thought, you know, this idea of the net, smart network systems kind of could have a socio-technical track, it could have an Internet of Things track, you know. But if we think that something like the Internet of Things could it be an entire summit of its own, as opposed to a track within the summit, that maybe we can explore that some more.
Yeah, I think when people think of the social things that they're thinking, I mean, there's a lot of stuff for smart cities and things like that that are going on. Yeah, that's more the type of thing that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, partly kind of the advertising value and, you know, attracting other people. I think IoT is a big draw. The network systems and societies, it's less clear what that means. And, you know, the other thing that potentially that looks like it's confusing with is things like software-defined networking, which
right.
I don't think is where we want to go.
Right. Okay. Christopher, you have some comments? Sorry, I can't hear you, Christopher. I think you're muted. We can't hear you. Okay. Okay, so then if we have really these, or Mark Underwood, go ahead.
I was just going to pose my question that I put into the chat. Is the goal to find an overall framework that under which we can organize the summit? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, again, something that would be a good topic for the summit is something that, you know, again, kind of would be able to elaborate into. You know, typically we have like 4 or 5 tracks, which we use to organize, and every track has 2 different virtual sessions. So you'd want a topic that could serve at least as an umbrella, a framework for that sort of structure, right? So you want to kind of identify, have a topic and be able to identify 4 or 5, you know, key aspects or facets, features of that particular topic.
Okay, well, in that case, I think that IoT is plenty rich. I mean, for those that are not working in this space, there's 7 or 8 standards organizations that are all over this trying to, you know, jockey for position and own parts of the sensor space of this, especially on the data acquisition side. So, and the engineering challenge for those of us working on the big data security and privacy piece is the interconnectivity. You know, what are the endpoints going to be for the ontology, and do the ontologies get built on an ad hoc basis by the system architects, which is kind of the default way that things are being built right now using the Apache stack.
Okay. So yeah, along like Mike Dean's comment, I mean, this kind of is analogous in a way to how we passed your semantic web and big data meets applied ontology. Yeah. Okay. So effectively, then we have 3 potential topics here, then the Internet of Things, kind of socio-technical aspects of applied ontology, and applied ontology body of knowledge. Is that kind of an accurate summary of where the discussion is right now?
Can I add to that what I was trying to say just now, that the whole INSTIC identity scene straddles both the Internet of Things, where your sensors and your actuators, et cetera, have to have unique identities and have to be protected from accessed by the unauthorized, and secondly, also the whole socio-technical consequences of the application of these ontologies is very definitely a major part of the of the implications of the NSTIC angle. Mm-hmm. So it fits very comfortably onto those two poles.
I agree. Yeah, which is a good, I think it's a good thing, because it means we'd be able to kind of elaborate either of those topics with that, or augment that those topics with that idea.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Terry?
On identity management, one of the biggest problems we've got, and I'm in an archiving subgroup, and one of the biggest problems we've got in identity management is that you can't really identify an intellectual artifact. You know, is this the only copy? You know, is a copy of a document the same as the document? In real life, it is, but in the digital world, you don't have any. That's undetermined or undeterminable. So it might be an interesting exercise for ontology to address. How do you make sure you have or do you need a true copy as opposed to the original?
Well, that kind of goes along the lines of Leo's topic of artifacts in a way, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the problem is that digital artifacts are very hard to put in a box.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to just post here the three topics that seem to be emerging, but should we add that as a fourth topic?
I'd certainly like to bring it into consideration.
Okay. Just finishing up here. Let's see. Artifacts. Okay. So I guess at this juncture, we can do a couple of things. What we can do is we can have one or two people volunteer to perhaps take for each of these topics, identify one or two people who can maybe carry it to the next step. We might not be able to, it's kind of hard to do things on the fly in a session like this, but for each of these topics to identify one or two people who can carry this on and kind of write a little bit abstract of the vision of the summit from that particular perspective, right? So, you know, what do, you know, people kind of envision if we had a summit on the applied ontology body of knowledge, you know, how would you foresee, what's your vision of what the summit would look like with that topic? Similarly with the Internet of Things. Not fully elaborated to the tracks, but you know, the more detail we can get, the better we'd be able to make these sorts of decisions. So we could wrap up the discussion for today relatively soon, but maybe have a follow-up session maybe in November where we kind of identify then what the topic is, and that gives the organizing committee a couple of weeks to actually put together the pre-launch session. Is that something that people would think is a good idea?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this. So let's... Peter Yim's favorite word is champion. So in honor of Peter, I will use the word champion. For each
And then, does that sound like a plan? Okay, so if that sounds like a plan, then for the Applied Body of Knowledge champions, would anyone like to flesh this idea out a little bit more?
Yeah, I'll have a go at that.
Okay.
If I can, the first as well.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Yeah.
So then for the Internet of Things.
I guess Ron, but I can work on that too. This is Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. I can take a first cut at it. Hello?
Yep. Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep. I'll put your name down there.
Yeah, this is Joel Bender. I'd like to join the team.
And I'd certainly like to feed some proposals into that team. Okay, yeah, so these are just my champions. These are just the people that are kind of taking the lead. Again, everyone is invited and welcome to provide input to one or all of the topics for discussion. This also serves as a way of identifying how serious some people are. So if we don't find a champion, then that means, oh, it was an interesting sounding idea, but maybe there's not enough energy to actually achieve it. So socio-technical aspects of applied ontology. So this was one topic that sounded really cool, but maybe doesn't have enough champion support.
Put me down for it, Mike.
Okay. One thing I might do also is contact Nicola Guarino and get his.
He would
comments.
Certainly be much better than me.
Right.
Sit on the outside in my retirement suit. Watch.
So I'll put my. Sorry?
I was saying I'd certainly like to feed a lot of ideas into that team.
Okay.
Too.
All right. I'll put your name down then.
I don't think you would want me to be in charge of synthesizing all the proposals there.
No. It's just like I said, the idea is I don't know. Maybe you might call it a feasibility study. How feasible would this particular topic be? And just kind of articulating a little more the vision of that particular topic. So, like I said, you know, there's some topics that, you know, maybe just we might not be able to pull it off in terms of the summit, or maybe it's too narrow or too broad for the summit. And so we're just kind of examining over the next month of the feasibility of any particular theme. So then Art of Lux.
I would like to.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I would like to be part of that.
Okay. So, yeah, I put you down for the socio-technical side. So, Leo, I'll put you down for artifacts.
Yeah, put me down for the artifact stuff. You know, it might be artifacts and design or something. I'm not sure. Maybe we can elaborate a little more in email or something.
Right. Yeah. See, that's what I was kind of saying. Like, this is the way I thought we could maybe approach this. Would be, it's a great idea, but let's see if it actually would make a great summit. And so it's a little different than what we've done in the past. I think in the past we maybe had more, more confidence, more clarity on the topics, and so then it was just a matter of having the committee select between them. But I think this year there are some really good ideas, but it'd be good to have just a little more investigation before actually making the commitment, if that's okay with people. Okay. So if we go to the last slide I prepared, there was the next steps. So creation of the organizing committee and scheduling the pre-launch session for early December. I'm thinking the next step, really, the first step before these, would be, say, doing this kind of feasibility study for each of the topics. And we might want to schedule a meeting in November, which would then give... And then it would be at that session that we'd make the final decision. I know we could pick like November 13th as the date for the next session.
I won't be there, Mike. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes.
I won't be there, Michael.
Okay.
That's okay, but I'll be in Qatar, so...
Well, what was that date again?
I'm just pitching the 13th, but I mean, we can change that. Although there's not too much room to change. It'd either be the 20th or the 6th. Because we'd want to have the pre-launch session sometime in early December. So that, there's a pre-launch session on the 4th or 11th.
I'll be out of town on that date. On
which the 13th?
The 20th or the 6th, both of those I'm open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can do yes, the 20th. I can't do the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I can. This is November. I can do the 20th of November.
Okay.
Yeah, the 20th, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is that week is STID's conference, so some of us attend that.
The week of the 20th.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 18th through the 20th or 21st.
Okay, so it's no perfect date here.
Yeah.
I think you should just go around with, you can do it maybe a doodle poll and then go around with it. That's all. Whatever maximum number of people you can get. Otherwise, you'll never get everyone.
No, we're not going to get everyone, but it'd be good to make a decision now.
So I have to take another call, so.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Bye.
Any date is fine for me.
It's Mark. They all work for me, too.
Yeah. So the 6th was not good for some people?
That's me, Matthew.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, the date's real good for me.
Sorry, Matthew. Looks like the 6th might be...
That's fine.
Okay.
Ken will be more than adequate to cover.
Because I just want to kind of, I think, give enough time because
sooner is better than later.
And it's, especially since Mike Bennett kind of said December 4th might be the better date for the pre-launch event. So okay, so let's say next meeting on November 6th. Objective of this meeting will be selection of the Ecology Summit 2015. Okay. We have lots of time left. If people, is there anything else that people want to discuss?
Were we going to select the organizing committee, or you know, leave that for later? You put that in your slides.
I think maybe that's something we could do like on November 6th, because it might depend on the theme, right? I mean, somebody might be really interested in one theme and be willing to be part of the organizing committee, but not so much of a different theme.
Yeah, okay.
So identify the... okay. Well, if there aren't any other points, it's an interesting session. I think the brainstorming sessions are always kind of interesting because we never know what's going to come out. And sure enough, there was a topic that came out of nowhere today, so it's always quite fun.
Yeah, I think that's been very useful.
Okay. Well, stay tuned and talk to everybody on November 6th. And also just encourage everyone, I mean, this we have this discussion on the Ontology Summit list. We have the best place to have this discussion. And, you know, we can have a lot of discussion before the 6th via email threads and see how things develop. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, everyone. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.